The State Department of Transportation quietly removed sailings of their lone ferry to the Upper Lynn Canal next month after discovering additional steelwork is needed on the vessel. But after adding a sailing to Haines to accommodate lawmakers traveling to Juneau for the January legislative session, Skagway is left high and dry. Questions remain as to whether the state prioritized lawmakers over taxpayers. Late last week, the Alaska Marine Highway removed the Matanuska from its calendar for several weeks after the new year. This week, they announced the Kennecott will sail as far north as Haines on January 12th to cover the early January mainliner duties that the Matanuska will miss. But it will not call on Skagway. AMHS also announced the LeConte will add 3 sailings to Haines and Skagway during the first week of January, but nothing past January 8th. Alaska Marine Highway spokesperson Sam Dapsovich cited a crew shortage for the reason not to activate the Taslina, which has been sitting idle in Juneau's Auk Bay terminal. But union representatives for the Alaska Marine Highway crew say they have members ready to work.
I'm not sure why you were told that there was this lack of crew. I mean, the Matanuska's tied up. People are laid off. They're sitting on the beach.
That's Erling Wally, regional director of the Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific, the largest of the 3 unions representing state ferry workers. Wally says there are workarounds available that would shorten the winter gap between sailings to Skagway.
That was our other question to the state was, well, why can't we just keep the Lakani running until the Matanuska can come out?
Shannon Adamson heads the Master's Mates and Pilots, which represents deck officers on the Marine Highway. She says it's curious that DOT is claiming a shortage of crew since her union wasn't consulted about its members' availability.
At all. We haven't been contacted by the state about any of the issues that are currently occurring in the villages and North Lynn Canal.
The LeConte is certified until April, ferry union reps argue, and it already has a crew. But calls to Dapsovich with follow-up questions went unanswered on Tuesday. Meanwhile, more questions remain regarding the use of the Kennecott to fill in for the Matanuska on the mainliner run that reaches as far north as Haines on January 12th. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cromata says it appears there's a double standard at work, with the state prioritizing elected officials over ordinary people.
Why is it so easy to pivot quickly to get a ferry up to Haines for legislators, and impossible to get a ferry to Skagway that services the needs of a community that are desperate to be able to get where they need to go, whether it be the doctor or a grocery store visit or for a much needed vacation.
And yet there are other possible solutions, including the Alaska class ferry, the Taslina, and the mainliner Columbia. Both ships are tied up for cost cutting or lack of certificates or both. Over the weekend, Dunleavy's office announced a plan it says would re-energize the Alaska Marine Highway system. The report says the Tustamina would be replaced in 5 years to serve Southwest routes, and an idle Alaska-class ferry, the Hubbard, built for $60 million as a solution for Northern Lynn Canal communities but was never used, would be outfitted with crew quarters to extend its range at a cost of more than $15 million. The governor's report says the Hubbard will be deployed to Prince William Sound and possibly some Southeast Alaska communities, but there was no mention of the Upper Lynn Canal. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.